Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It might be cheaper to go to Disney, Eric. Maybe.
Maybe.
Hopefully you're ready, because it's time to get holiday weird.
Shit's about to get weird.
Be prepared for it to get weird.
Things are going to get weird.
It's getting weird.
I'm going to get real weird with it.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Get weird.
Are you ready to get weird with Hoodie and Eric?
I'm ready.
Yo, Tarlito.
Because you're listening to the Thanksgiving episode of Let's Get Weird!
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, because of the turkey.
Oh, gobble, gobble.
Yeah, did you not know what holiday?
Gabby. Who says Gabby?
I don't know. Me.
Wasn't that the doll in Toy Story 4? The Gabby doll or whatever? The villain? The old lady doll?
Yes.
Villain, I think you're right.
In Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
Together.
Gabby! Whoa, look at me. Whoa.
My Disney knowledge. Don't worry. We're going to test that out today.
Oh, you're so happy about Disney
happy.
Knowledge.
My name is Hoodie.
My name is Eric.
And every week we come together, usually for week by week basis, depending on if we're both here or not, to give you the weird stories from around the world,
and
our lives,
universe.
The internet, and the universe above.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes, which I might be working on one of those.
Which one, though?
The gold one, of course. Thanos is. That's the one.
You're not going to get the Iron Man one?
I mean, here's the thing. So, going to Disney in about a month from now.
Yeah.
A month from now. And my prized possession this time is going to be the Infinity Gauntlet instead of a lightsaber, because the Infinity Gauntlet's way cheaper, turns out.
It's $100, right?
Yeah, whereas the lightsaber will cost you at least $150.
Size?
It fits your hand. It's like the same one, the Black Series one or whatever that came out before Infinity War that we tried to get. It's like the same thing, but you can remove the Infinity Stones on it.
Why would you remove the Infinity Stones?
To be cool. I don't know.
Who does that?
Be like
that?
Thanos. I don't know. But the cool thing is, so they have that one from Infinity War, which is the gold one, and then they have the Iron Man one from Endgame.
Right.
So, but they're on opposite hands. So if you buy both your hands look dope as hell.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you're gonna buy both then, or no?
No, I'm buying one. I just need the one, which is the Infinity Gauntlet, not the Nano Gauntlet or whatever they call it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lot of Disney knowledge in there for this podcast.
It
what are you gonna do?
But I mean, we are very happy apparently for the Disney World right now.
We are. We are because. It's the end of an era. The tyrant is gone because Bob Iger has returned, everybody, who is at least my favorite and a lot of other people's favorite CEO at Disney.
What do you mean tyrant? Like, how bad was this
guy? So if you didn't know the news, and this is weird news because really like Disney insider news, but it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Bob Chapek was the former CEO now.
Right.
That he replaced Bob Iger as his supposed to be his replacement for everything. Pandemic happened, and then he's doing a lot of cost-cutting things that a lot of people hated on him for, that Disney's board decided, you know what, F it. We're going to get Bob Iger back before you, because he's the guy that made Disney buy Marvel, buy Pixar, and Star Wars.
So that's what he did.
Yeah.
He basically screwed everything.
Yeah, essentially, he was making the park costs go up, but the guest experience kind of go down for the cost.
How does that happen?
Essentially, like cutting things or raising prices on things that don't need to be risen. And I get, inflation and all that stuff, but it was just like, all right, well, we're going to eye gouge you, I guess, or price gouge you on everything, essentially. Take an arm and a leg for everything.
That sucks.
Apparently, like this weekend, this is cool. It's like Disney drama, and we get to witness it. Mm-hmm. Is the board called an emergency meeting on like Sunday night at like 9 o'clock, and it was like,
they did him on a Sunday.
Yeah, we're replacing you with Bob Iger again. Turns out, so the cool thing is 9 o'clock East Coast time, so Disneyland was still open.
The one in LA, right?
Yeah. So when the news broke, employees over there just randomly going, it was freaking Ewok Village Yub Nub over there going, Yub Nub.
So was he really that bad?
I think he just wasn't good. Slash, apparently his mantra was data over creativity.
Ugh.
Yeah, so that's why Disney was kind of more like
you can't
numbers
do that to
driven. The
you can't
fast
do that
passes,
Disney.
The park reservations.
You can't do that to Disney. You can't do that.
And you didn't really see a lot of creative ideas coming out of Disney for the past couple of years.
But that's Disney's bread and butter is the creativity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like that's what it makes it so great.
Mm-hmm.
So he was that much of a dumbass, huh? So when
Pretty
you
much.
Go in December, right?
Yes, next month.
Do mm-hmm. you think you're going to see that?
Any changes?
Immediate change?
I don't know, because I feel like a month is a little too fast, especially with the holidays. Like,
but isn't that like the big moneymaker for Disney is holidays?
It is. Like apparently the FastPass, the Genie Plus, whatever they call it, whatever you want to call it now,
mm-hmm.
They changed it. One of his methods, Bob Chapek's method, was instead of making a fixed price for the Genie Plus, it was
on a scale?
It was on a scale.
What?
So based on how many people were at the park. So about a month ago,
it's like the toll roads.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Before it went to that route, it was always like $15 max.
Okay.
No matter what day, no matter who you went. But then 2 months ago, they changed it. The max in October, it went to $22 was the max a day. I think this weekend, it went to $29 for one person to get the Genie Plus.
What the
Yeah, and that's just to get Genie Plus. Doesn't guarantee you a ride or anything. It just gets you the ability to get a ride.
Do you think the problem, though, too, is that now that we're adults, more people are becoming more open as Disney adults, and it's easier for them, or like they take up more than, like, say, a regular family that would go to Disney World or Disneyland?
That's actually an interesting thing, because, like, compare, like, when you were, did you went to Disney World as a kid, right? Or no?
Yes, I was 10, but this was also 1989.
Yeah, so like so in the 80s and 90s, I don't know.
It wasn't worth it back then.
But also, was a Disney adult a thing in the 90s?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I don't think there really were Disney adults, because I remember going to Universal Studios when it had just opened, and that's why I went 10 years later with Julian. Oh, yeah, I went 10 years later. So I went in 2012? It wasn't really worth it, though.
Universal?
Like, both of them. Like, as an adult,
yeah,
to me, it doesn't seem like, I don't get it. Like, but now that's with TikTok, social media, and, like, Disney being such a huge thing, like, you're seeing more of these Disney adults, and it's like, I think they're screwing with Disney, too, don't you think?
I mean, I think the other thing is, like, look, Disney, you know, in the 90s and 80s was kids' stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, debatably on what you say is kids' stuff, based on who you are, debatably. Mm-hmm. Where it was, you know, it was Mickey, Friends, and then the cartoons, but now it's Marvel, it's Star Wars, Pixar, you could say at times, is very Up. I mean, everyone effing cried at the beginning of Up.
Loved
it. But, like, that's having older fans watch it, because even though Star Wars is meant for kids, like, people are going into Star Wars, buying the t-shirt, the Funko Pops, the toys,
Mandalorian shirt
that
today.
And everything else is the adults with the money, so... That's the TikTok
hurting,
sound for a reason is...
But it's hurting Disney, right? It's got to be hurting. And that's why probably Chapman did that.
Chapek was,
I bet this is why he made that gradual scales, because, and I bet Iger's going to see this too, is that there's too many Disney adults going every day, which is then hurting the other fans that go once a time.
Well, I think at the same time, it's also the rise of Disney vloggers is literally everyone, a lot of people who have annual passes and live in that area, in California or Disney,
oh, I know.
Always go every day. And I get it. That's your hangout. You pay for the annual pass and all that
My
stuff.
Buddy Blake watches them go on rides on YouTube.
Too.
And they get
Well, that's how you
paid.
Scout out, you know, what you're doing for the park, because you can't go to the park.
But it's hurting the park, though.
Yeah, but you can't go to the park, like, just day of now. You have to, like I said, book reservations,
so that makes,
which
that
we
makes
said.
No
that
makes no sense.
Stuff.
That pisses me off as a dad. As a dad who wants to take his son, like, because I don't know what Max wants to do, so I don't want to book everything. And then
because you
want to
be like, oh, I have the best ride, but Max wants to play with the toy or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. That just sucks. Disney adults suck. I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it.
Yeah. I mean,
come on.
Yeah.
Let the average human go and have a good time. Maybe they need to make Disney days, Disney adult days, Monday and Tuesdays, because no one else is gonna go.
They could. I mean, oddly enough, I've been 3 times this past 2 years.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Whatever. What are you gonna say? Thank you for letting me take off. I watched Severance. I knew I got to get away from this job.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good show, by the way. I finished it.
I never watched Severance.
Oh, it's good. You did. No, okay. You did something for that show, too. You did.
I did?
You did.
I did?
You did.
I did.
All right, there you go.
All right, whatever.
But speaking of Disney adults and toys, Spider-Man Funko Pops just went live as of this podcast recording. I think I spent a good chunk of money on it.
Did you buy all of them?
Well, as of this, I've
bought in one that was already $40. Well, one three-pack that was worth $40, but...
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. You pre-order it. Amazon doesn't charge you till it ships, so I could just cancel that bad boy the day before it ships. I'm good to go. The beauty of a pre-order. You know
I hate you because I want it, but I don't want it. Like, I like Spider-Man, but I don't like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's my homie. That's the thing.
You're
my
more
Funko
of a Spider-Man
Pops,
guy than I am.
We've had this discussion. This is my chase of collecting is the Sinister Six of Spider-Man mm-hmm. villains in the right. MCU. So they're doing Green Goblin, Doc Ock, Electro from Spider-Man No Way Home, the most recent movie.
Did you buy all of those today?
Well, they haven't come out yet, but your boy's hoping. Your boy is hoping because I have a little display, which you can check on Crisis on Infinite Podcast, my little back display.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You know what you want to do? Yeah, so that's where my money's going this Thanksgiving weekend for Black Friday. Which, speaking of Black Friday, there's like no deals this Black Friday, so don't get in line
They're
for anything.
All out right now.
Store. Yeah, the deals already happened. The only mm-hmm. deal I've seen that's actually worth it is Denny's is doing buy a $6 t-shirt to get a year free of breakfast.
What?
Yeah, so apparently on Thanksgiving night at midnight, I don't know which one at midnight, if you buy a shirt that's $6 and every time you wear it to the store, you get free breakfast. So you can wear it every day of the year, get free breakfast, free Grand Slam or whatever it's called.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Right now?
I don't know.
No, I've only been to Denny's like twice, so.
I don't think I've ever been to Denny's, to be honest with you.
It's good. Oh, Eric's looking at something right there. That's what his TikTok. Your Twitter feed is so messed up. It's Funko Pops, that scantily clad lady right above it. It's night and day right there. Are they saying they're live? Is that what the Funko Pops
no,
are
No, this
saying?
Is the tweet you saw earlier from Dis Trackers or
Dis
whatever.
Damn straight, and you follow them now too, so look at you. Speaking of things going on this week, Eric, the World Cup is happening.
Yes! Yeah. And as of this podcast, Argentina did lose to Saudi Arabia 2-1.
Which
I did get hoodie.
It was a fun time to watch.
I got hoodie and John to watch because mm-hmm. football is life.
Football is life.
I'm shocked that they lost. I can't wait for the USA to lose on Friday against... the England.
So if USA loses, are they out? Or
are they out? No, maybe.
I don't know.
Because they're only going to have 1 point. Depends on how they do against... who did England beat the other day?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't want to.
Yeah, it all depends. I mean, potentially, yes. They're screwed.
Okay. All right,
they're screwed.
There you go. So, you know, going to public, mm-hmm. has the crowds been crazy? Because it is winter
Tuesday,
this time for the World Cup for us.
You know what? I think you were right. We were talking about this earlier. I think it is because it's not like the original time of the summertime. Mm-hmm. The crowd wasn't as packed as it's normally been for World Cup. So I was a little disheartened. I was a little saddened by that because it's like I love when it's like a wild, you know, raucous crowd of like soccer hooligans because it's a lot of fun watching it. But we'll see what happens Friday because it is Black Friday. There's no one working. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Now, who's your team are you rooting for this World Cup? Like, obviously, we know Venezuela's in it or no?
No, Venezuela's never in it. I think Argentina was my favorite. I think after losing today, it's going to be interesting how they destroy the rest of the group. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of want to see Portugal do well because it is Ronaldo, but I think I'm going to root for Argentina more.
No.
Argentina, because I want to see Messi to get that final championship for his mantle.
He still doesn't have it. Apparently,
he does not have
which
one.
I learned today.
Yep, Argentina only has two World
it's
Cups.
It's always great learning about sports athletes when you're like, oh, what? Okay, cool. Good for him. When Eric has his whole history of knowing about Messi not winning at the World Cup. And I just learned it in 2 minutes.
It hurts my heart that you guys don't really like
hey,
soccer.
I related. Who can relate me today to you about sports?
Spirit. Football is life!
Yeah, which speaking of which, that needs to come back. But
does
anytime.
It? But you know what? I'm scared.
I watched a TikTok clip about the ending. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Nate, we all hate him now.
Right, because Nate is now part of the other team that the ex-husband owns. Mm-hmm. But, like, how are they? They can't just do one more season. They got to do two more seasons.
Well, they said the third season's the last one.
Right, but that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it could be a long season. I mean, that's the beauty of the Apple TV shows. They could be as long as they want and do whatever. So.
They really can. I got to watch that Mystic Quest that you watch.
Mythic Quest.
Mythic Quest.
Because we're hoping someone makes an appearance on it, but we haven't seen him yet. So.
He hasn't made it yet?
Well, as far as I know, so.
And also, too, Rob McElhenney has made me watch it. Want to watch it because of the whole Wrexham FC.
And
thing.
Always Sunny, you know, it's always a good time.
I like Always Sunny. Always Sunny is a great show. I still can't believe it's still going on right now because they do say some things that are very interesting. Oh, guess what I'm getting, by the way, today?
Danny DeVito.
As I rub my wrist, I got to get a new Fitbit.
Oh,
mine broke the other day, and I tried to super glue it. Didn't work, so I had to get a new
one. How long have you had it?
A year and a half. So I upgraded.
Sometimes you can get a free one. Sometimes.
Well, I think I got a free one when I said that it broke originally. So, yeah. But I'm excited to get the new one. It's like a new Charge 5. It's like a cool screen. I'm excited.
Now, here's the thing. Should you just get an Apple Watch?
At that point? I will not get an Apple Watch. I will not get an Apple Watch.
But at that point, if you're getting, I don't know if that's whatever is the new one, but I feel like there are Fitbits that have all that stuff on it.
It doesn't have a screen like a watch. No, it's Charge 5.
Charge 5.
Charge 5. I think that's what it is. Charge 5. Yeah, there. See? Look, there it is. Look at that. See?
I mean, at that point, he might as well get a Fitbit.
No, go to their website. Go to their website. Go to Fitbit. Go there.
There we go. Okay.
Because look what they have. They actually have like Apple Watch looking things.
Charge 5.
No, but go to products.
Products. That was actually a Google Pixel. So that
was it really?
Yeah. Okay, so this. What is this? That's an Apple Watch. Fitbit Sense 2 is an Apple Watch. That is an Apple Watch.
Oh, I didn't know you could buy a Pixel with it. Oh, that's weird.
Why would you want a Pixel?
Yeah, why would I want a Pixel?
Fitbit the Versa 4. Versa 2, that's an Apple Watch, basically. It just doesn't connect to your iPhone.
You want an Apple Watch, don't you, right?
I mean, I have everything else Apple related. Yeah, now that I got the iPad.
How come you haven't pulled the trigger for the watch?
They're expensive, / I don't really need it. Because the only time I wear a watch is when I'm fancy. So.
But you'd have to wear the watch every day, right?
Yeah, but I like my wrist being the same color as the rest of my body. Pale,
unlike mine, which
white.
Is like discolored because I wore my Fitbit all the time. Mm-hmm. And you guys
it
made fun
stinks.
Of me.
Stinks. You know, the Fitbit stinks after a while.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I wash mine.
You wear it and never going to stink.
Oh,
know,
I wore it all the time, Buffy. I was sweating wearing it. I was like, ooh, daddy,
I don't know how that makes your wrist sweat, but okay. Ooh, daddy, daddy makes your wrist sweat.
All right, shut up, buddy.
What I won't shut up about, though, is wedding planning, which is currently still going on in Casa de Hoodie and Mora. And I think we finalized the venue we're choosing. We have a couple more questions with them. And hopefully, here's the thing about the wedding industry. The coordinators, they don't work on Mondays. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're busy because of weddings. So really, Tuesday through Thursday is the window you can get your questions and things answered.
Right.
And because it's a holiday... Today, as of this podcast recording, is really the only day we could get an answer for about a week. So
for about a week?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, because of the holiday. Also, I have a friend who's getting married on Thanksgiving. I feel like that's really weird to have
that's
a Thanksgiving. Even a weekend wedding, too, is weird because it's like
stupid.
You're asking everyone, hey, forget your families. Please come to my wedding.
That's a little jacked up. Yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
Christmas wedding? No, thank you. I'm good. That's probably even worse than a Thanksgiving wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's never do a Slim Jim. Macho man. Remember I had that jacket? I don't know where that jacket is, by the way. Where did that jacket go?
It's probably still upstairs.
It might be. I have no idea where that jacket went. That
it
I had
might
upstairs.
Be.
But speaking of the holidays, Eric, we
yes.
have to do something just in time for Thanksgiving because we've talked about everything else. It's time to play what I like to call Thanksgiving Roulette, where I give you two sides, you to tell me which one you like better. And we see ultimately it's a bracket, but I like to call it Thanksgiving Roulette because it sounds fun.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So I'll give you two sides. You tell me which one moves on, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have mashed potatoes going against sweet potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Casserole, by the way.
Mashed
sweet
potatoes.
Potato casserole.
Mashed potatoes.
Over sweet potatoes?
Mashed potatoes, bruh.
Over sweet potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, bruh.
All right, mashed potatoes moves on. Stuffing versus cornbread.
Oof.
This is normal cornbread. Maybe you put jalapeno in it. I don't know, whatever you want to feel, spice it up.
I want to say stuffing, because you don't get stuffing all that often. Get cornbread, whatever. You can go get cornbread anywhere.
Cornbread anywhere. Just go to what the hell is it called?
Mission Barbecue.
Any barbecue
Whole
place,
Foods.
Really.
Whole Foods sells some great cornbread.
Go to Boston
cornbread.
Market. You'll get cornbread.
Boston Market.
All right, stuffing moved on. Mac and cheese versus corn of any variety, it says. Mac and cheese, any variety.
Mac and cheese.
Yes, mac and cheese. They were very, very carb heady, heavy on this bracket so far.
Yeah, we
green
are.
Bean casserole versus squash, any variety. Green bean casserole versus squash.
Green beans.
It is pretty much the staple meal of anyone's Thanksgiving. All right. You got carrots of any variety going up against creamed spinach.
Cream spinach.
Oh, okay. I've never had
that
before.
I like the cream spinach. I like the cream
cranberry
spinach.
Sauce going up against what some would say is technically sort of really it's just sweet potatoes, candied yams.
What was the first one?
Cranberry sauce versus candied yams.
I don't like cranberry sauce.
I think it's really just a decoration and no one ever eats it, really.
Ooh, good choice.
Everyone's
good
choice. I got to get the can because it's like, what, like $2? And then no one eats it.
You're right.
All right, so we got Brussels sprouts going up against collard greens. Which one's moving on?
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts it is. And then this one's a true determinant. Rolls going up against biscuits.
Rolls
it is. Rolls. All right. So now here's round two, Eric. Mashed potatoes versus stuffing.
Stuffing
it is for Thanksgiving. Mac and cheese against green bean casserole.
Mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese. All right. And then you got, I think you said spinach against candied yams.
Spinach
it is, okay. Then you had, you said Brussels sprouts, I think, right?
Yes, Brussels sprouts.
Going up against, which one did you say out of rolls and biscuits?
Rolls.
Brussels sprouts or rolls?
Rolls
it is. Okay,
oh, that was tough.
We're figuring out what Eric's going to eat this Thanksgiving.
That was tough.
So your final four, as some would say, is stuffing against mac and cheese. Which one would you rather have this
mac
Thanksgiving?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, all right. Then move to the semifinals. Then you have, I think, candied yams going up. You said rolls? I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
going up against rolls.
I think.
Who
candy
you got?
Candy rolls.
Rolls it is. All right. So you have carb v. carb. Mac and cheese or rolls
mac
do you
and
want
cheese.
This Thanksgiving? Mac and cheese is your winner.
Mac
Sorry, Turkey. You didn't even make this bracket, apparently. I just read. Who didn't put turkey on the Thanksgiving bracket?
Oh, my God.
That's what happens when you source from the internet. Put in the turkey.
Where is the turkey?
Was it on the bracket?
Turkey's got to be on there.
Well,
it's got to be like the biggest thing.
Ooh, what's your favorite Macy's Day float, by the way, that you always have to watch? Mine is the Pikachu. My Pikachu's always there.
I just love watching them lip sync. Which is hilarious because it's like, God, they're
very
so bad.
Very horrible.
It's very bad. And it's very like, they're lip syncing right now. So that's my favorite thing about the Macy's Day Parade, which is on CBS this year. It's not on NBC.
It rotates, doesn't it? Right?
I've always thought it was on NBC, but it's on CBS this year. I could be wrong.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, maybe I think one of them does their route is further along on the parade route. So it's like the same route, but it's later on in the route.
I just get up. I always walk.
I wake
always
up
get
at
up,
8 o'clock when it starts.
And I see some celebrity not singing their song, lip syncing terribly, and I need to shave my face and get a haircut.
Well, you got to wait till December 1st.
No, I'm going to shave today.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I'm shaving too.
Yeah, that mustache is terrible.
What? My mustache has been growing out the same length you've been growing out your beard, so...
My beard is way bigger than your mustache.
I can't get there yet, all right? I'm trying to work on it. I've been shaving more instead of buzzing my face, so thank you. Zac Efron, it looks different. Yep, I see what you're looking at.
But where? I don't see the difference.
Though that's the same year of Zac Efron. That's why it's not the before and after. But speaking of before and after, we can't start celebrating Thanksgiving without giving you some misconnections for you to talk about with your family. We talk about the misconnections. They're actually taking place on Craigslist in the DMV.
Craigslist.
Starting off with a goodie. You saw my bulge at Target. And this is in Chantilly, and it is not the Target near me. Thank goodness.
Aw.
All right, here's what this person said. I was out shopping in a nice pair of jeans and was a little aroused. You glanced down and saw my bulge and smiled. Wish I had talked to you and stepped into the men's room so I could show you more. If you see this and are interested, hit me up. I'll be out shopping again around noon in the men's department with my jeans.
Oh, look at that. that.
Good for him.
They want.
I didn't even embellish that one at all. That was just like it just happened.
It just happened.
Oh, green tea shot at O'Sullivan's. This sounds like a John
move. O'Sullivan's.
It's in Clarendon, apparently.
Ooh.
You are the beautiful woman who bought me a green tea shot last night at O'Sullivan's. Thank you. Where'd you go? I want to return the favor and maybe take more shots with you.
Shots are the key.
Like your flu
take
shot.
Shots.
You know?
Your flu shot. Shut up.
Let's go with you. You are the reason my blood pressure was so high. This is an old man most likely writing this in
you
only.
Think?
Just wanted to tell you my blood pressure was up because of your beauty. Thanks for making my day. Can we make my blood pressure go up again?
Please? Yes. Yes.
I guess so. This is from a month ago. I don't know why that one popped up. That's weird. Let's go at the UPS store. This is 20 minutes ago in Bethesda. This is the UPS store we probably go to.
Yeah, and?
We were in line at the UPS store yesterday. You're the lovely woman, and I was the man in the hat. Wish we could have talked more so I could have given you my hat. Sure.
Giving you my hat, hoodie.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, hey, we dance at Hank Deedle's.
Oh, yeah, Hank Deedle's right down the road.
What's that?
It's the bar that got burned down a couple years ago. That people were like, you know.
Your name rhymed with mine. Yours starts with a B, mine with a P. You were with a couple, him a tall Scottish bloke, and her nearly as tall with long black hair. Would love to see you again and do some more dancing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, this one saw you at Target and Chantilly, so maybe this is the lady. Oh, no, it's a worker. Okay, well, that's awkward because it definitely wasn't the worker he was looking for. My very big girl. Period. This is in Seabrook. I'm back, ready to connect, looking for my very, very big girl.
Okay.
Okay, why?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I want a big
my
girl.
Visit to the Under Armour store in National Harbor, Oxon Hill. Visited the Tangier outlet this past Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Stopped in an Under Armour store to look for a backpack. Didn't see anything I wanted till I saw this young woman came up to me to see what I wanted. To no avail, I didn't want to find a backpack. But she helped me find some nice polo shirts and something else nice in my pants. She was really cute. She approximately 4'11". She had a distinctive scar off-center from her left collarbone. What?
Wow.
I was flirting her, and she flirting with back a little. Of course, it was probably to get a sale.
Uh-huh.
But my hope was to get up to the counter after getting a long line to see her, maybe talk to her someone, and possibly get a number. By the time I got up there, she was gone. Oh, well. Maybe I'll see that scar and that collarbone again. Why? Why did you point that out? That's so creepy.
Because that's to make it like you know who she is, bro.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Well, anyway, that does it for your missed connections this Thanksgiving weekend. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving weekend. No matter what you're doing, just know, hey, we got you. You're not alone. You need some entertainment. We got
We're
you
here
covered.
For you. We're here
but
for you.
But as always, my name is Hoodie.
I'm Eric.
You can follow me at Andrew Hoodie for Y. You can follow Eric at Mr. Eric V. That's MRERICKV. Happy Thanksgiving. And always remember, it's okay to be weird.
And sexy.
It got weird, didn't it?
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.